Hey man, you already know we rocking. It's another special episode of Bad for the Community. It's Rob the 508 God on the mic. Another I got St. Ease to my left.
Okay.
Tomo to my right.
Yeah.
I mean Tomo to his right. We got Nate Nix in the room.
Hello, how you doing?
And we got Dion with us on the couch.
Gang.
Behind the scenes, but he in the scenes
Dang.
Today. And Dang.
Pick this two
is,
in this bitch.
This is our second intro. No bullshit.
It is our second intro.
Shout out to Tomo.
Nah, we was watching the Draymond Green video of him punching Jordan Poole, and he punched that nigga so hard that that shit unplugged everything in the
basically.
Shit was unbelievable. He was like, damn.
That's how strong the punch was.
That nigga, like, bro, they said that nigga looked like Donkey Kong. He punching niggas, bro. That's racist, bro. Y'all can't keep comparing this nigga to a fucking ape,
who
bro.
Did that? Who did that? That's
when
wild.
When they said the last thing that Jordan Peele saw, it was Donkey Kong winding up. That's racist, bro. Y'all can't, like...
That's hilarious.
Like, even if you're black, that's eternal. You can't make jokes like that about this nigga,
bro. That's hilarious, bro.
You're not an ape, bro. The nigga is... And Donkey Kong is light-skinned, bro. That's, like, the furthest thing from Draymond. The nigga is not an ape, bro.
Nah, I will say, shout-out to Draymond for making Twitter a fun day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, that's got to be, like, one of the top 10, like, Twitter days.
You think he ever going to have Jordan Poole on to play the game that he plays? What is it that he... What is it? Dominoes?
I don't know.
It is dominoes. You think you're going to have one play bones?
Nigga, they do not fuck with each other no more. Let's be real clear. You don't get punched like that and dap that nigga up the next day, the next week. It's smoke, bro. It's smoke.
That nigga Lamar Jackson was like, it'd be a get back game for the rest of my life.
You know what's the funniest shit I seen? Isaiah Thomas and, yo, we would have to get at it every single... your little ass down, nigga.
That nigga taller than you.
I'm about to say, you getting real disrespectful for that nigga.
I wouldn't be talking like that either.
He's nigga. Like, but look, but I didn't
sit your little ass down. That nigga gonna see you now, nigga.
Facts, right? He's like, I can see you, though.
About to be out here looking for Rob.
That nigga gonna come back to the Celtics. He's like, I'm in Boston now.
Like, bro, I want to see him. He got like 2 inches on me, bro. Let's go.
Hey, nigga.
That's a lot, bro. Pause.
I'm joking. IT, shout out to you. I wish you was in
jump
the league.
Over you, no bullshit.
Yeah, that nigga can't jump kind of high. No bullshit.
Yo, I don't know if I want to watch that. Let's watch this video and then I'll
all right, let's go through this, bro. Because I feel like, you know.
Run it back.
Oh, of course.
Let's give the breakdown, man.
All right, so, all right. TMZ Sports. Jinx.
Is this a special Nate segment where you break shit down?
Maybe. But as you can see, right, we got Draymond Green here. You know what I mean? You can tell by the sleeves. You feel me? On his legs.
And it points at him and says green.
All right, that too. You know what I mean? But, you know. But that's not all we got. You feel me? We got a bunch of people on the field. I mean, on the court. You know what I mean? I'm really in football mode. I'm not going to lie. But we got Steph right here. Wiggins right here. I don't know who the fuck that is. That kind of looked like Jamal Murray, but that nigga don't play for the team. That's definitely not Jeff Green, but it looked like him too. Who's this? Andre Drummond?
I don't even know.
Who are these niggas?
It's like practice squad.
But then we got fucking, you know, Jordan Poole over there. He's wearing like the tank top and the black shirt underneath. Where is Klay Thompson? Did that nigga even?
Bro, you don't show up to practice. You didn't hear that? You just be late to everything.
Well, fuck, whatever. Right, regardless, that nigga Poole's right here. Draymond's right here. And then we got a bunch of training staff. The training staff are actually really important in this, though, because they play a huge role in how this thing proceeds forward.
In moments like this, it's like, damn, we missed the before footage. Because what happened for a nigga to be like, yeah, I should put my phone out for this shit.
But I feel like what happened is way beyond just like what this practice.
Well, if this is phone footage, because it's silent. So it could have been like surveillance footage.
It's security.
And then like a nigga's recording the security footage from his phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? But, yeah.
They pay that nigga to... Bag, bro. That nigga.
How much you think they paid him? $3.5 million.
Enough for him to want to quit his job. Not quit his job, but know that he's gonna get fired. Cause there's no way you drop this and you're not getting fired.
Hey,
no way.
Bro,
I feel like after that they gotta do an investigation though. Cause how are they gonna be like it was you that filmed it?
They are doing an investigation. I got a notification about that. They are gonna do an investigation. They might, nigga. They might fire the whole squad, bro. That whole video team, security
fire
team.
Fire the whole team, bro. Just keep Steph, and then Steph gets to just like pick niggas up from
around
the way.
That's light skin privilege right there.
He's like, Jordan Poole, my first pick. Be like, that nigga Draymond gonna shoot the shit up.
But Pete, let's walk through this.
I don't know, nigga. But yeah, Pete. This nigga Jordan Poole look like he's smiling. Like he's saying some slick shit. And Draymond, it also look like he's smiling. Like he's like, all right, this nigga thinks it's a game type shit. Feel me? So they need to proceed forward. Draymond still like, he might not
they
be
not
smiling.
Even looking at each other.
I don't think he's smiling.
His mouth just be open. Yeah. You know what I mean? He be doing that sometimes. But he's walking over to him.
I know you ain't talking, nigga.
And now this nigga's like shaking his head a little bit. Jordan Poole shaking his head a little bit.
Bro, the hands on the hips don't look sassy, bro. There's no sassy.
Nigga, you know that hoop. Okay, nigga, you know hoop. You just your tie.
Nah,
so
it's the sassiness of like,
so then that nigga sassy,
I'm not even acknowledging
my nigga. Like all these things are sassy then.
Steph do look kind of serious.
Bro, he's not even paying attention. He, like, all these niggas know. All these niggas know these guys is coming at each other, but they're act like, that's how you know it's not a first time situation. They've done it plenty of times. It's like, bro, these niggas at it again, bro.
We've argued before. You feel me? Like, niggas argue.
Facts. I ain't never punched y'all niggas. That's crazy.
Nah,
bro.
But look at the Nate training stuff. Rob fight on this podcast before.
We ain't never. That
look pretty serious.
Oh, yeah, the rest of the
But look at the training staff, though, because they're kind of like, I think, like, they're kind of taking a step back, but they're monitoring it. Almost as if they're kind of, like, expecting some shit to pop off, and they're just like, we're going to break it up as usual. Mm-hmm. So, peep. Right, so Draymond's getting closer, and this dude comes out of nowhere, and he's like,
"What is this nigga
him.
About to do?"
I don't know.
What is he about to do?
He's in that nigga, bro. They look like the pixels are merging, bro. Okay. Like, this shit, this is mad close.
Hold on.
That nigga wanted front row seat. The white nigga. He's like, some shit about to go down.
That nigga got him
back. He's like, "Oh shit!" Yeah,
facts, right? He's like, shit. Now this nigga looking.
Yeah, he's looking back.
A nigga gets in your face. A nigga gets in your face like that.
Danny Green?
What is the thought process that you have? You're Jordan Poole. A nigga's getting right in your face.
I can never be Jordan Poole in this situation, bro.
You can never be Jordan Poole?
You're in this situation. To the league.
You're in this situation, though. Nigga gets up all up on you, bro. Hot breath in your mouth. That's what they were saying.
Why are they saying that? Because he's dark skinned?
It's a lot of colorism going
on. Because he's hooping, nigga.
I think they say it because his mouth be open.
Nah, but they're saying it because it's Draymond, bro. They're disrespecting that nigga, bro.
Hey, man.
Niggas just be disrespecting that nigga.
To keep it a bug with you, I'm suing.
Oh, you're taking a punch?
I'm getting half his contract.
Nah, bro. Niggas
not suing Draymond.
Bro, niggas
you.
On the team is looking at you crazy if you do that.
Why?
He assaulted. No bullshit. And it is assault, too, because he pushed them. Like, he got in his personal
NBA,
space.
Bro.
This is
brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
That's what they all preach about. You feel me?
Nigga, if it was really brotherhood, bro, when that nigga George Floyd got killed, bro, they would not be still airing them damn games, bro. It's not no damn brotherhood.
I'm on the same side of that. I feel you. We had that. Been talking
y'all
about
keep
that.
Trying to take this Lakers ring away. We're not gonna get to that, bro. Stop. Just stop.
Hey, bro. Say that LeBron didn't deserve it, but what that got to do with Draymond Green?
Hey, man, let's get back to the Warriors. What am I doing in that situation?
That nigga's pixels are merging with yours. What are you doing,
nigga? I'm talking right back at him, bro. The pushing. It's like a last ditch effort. That's the last
ditch
effort.
But he pushed the nigga first.
Because
no?
The thing is, if you put,
yeah, but after he got bumped
yo,
into,
yo, if I push you, it's hands up. You're not going to push a nigga and expect him not to do anything, bro. His hands up right
now.
That's
what I'm saying is that he probably was, like, expecting him not to do anything because it's happened before.
I feel, like granted, the moment, I feel like the moment you push someone off like that, you should be ready to know. Like,
that you that's have
valid.
To be
I
ready.
I got to get my hands up.
At the end of the day, they are, like, professional basketball players. And also, what the fuck are these niggas mad about, bro? You getting paid millions of dollars to run around and shoot a ball.
Ego.
Nah, but you got to. Okay,
this is bugging,
you gotta
bro. I will never understand.
You got to understand the context, though. Draymond is, I think he has a player option after this season. But he's trying to get the contract extension to get a max contract.
Nigga's rich already.
Right, that nigga max got, contract
bro,
is different.
You, bro,
that's
listen
a different
though,
type
but
of money,
though.
Bro.
The nigga has 40-minute YouTube ads of him playing dominoes. The nigga is good. He's good. He doesn't need that money. You know what I mean?
Look at Will Smith.
That's a good point. I'm not going to lie.
That's a nigga who put it all on the line because he just felt like
it.
That's
like,
and this is not even in the public, bro. Niggas is probably thinking facts. This shit going to happen and it's just like they... Register as some team shit.
We not even supposed to know about this.
Yeah, nah, niggas are
ain't Michael Jordan punch Steve Kerr or some shit?
Facts.
That was
I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised that nigga not in prison, bro.
But that's different though. Because
punched a white man.
It's Jordan, bro. It's Jordan.
Oh, you can get away with that with Jordan?
That nigga
for
probably
sure.
Team probably owed that nigga some money or something.
If you're Jordan, bro, you do whatever you want. Niggas ain't saying shit.
Yo, Steph Curry bitch slaps one of the players.
Ain't nothing happening.
Nah, Steph Curry's gonna get beat up, nigga. No bro. Bullshit.
I wanna see the punch, bro. I wanna see the impact.
Let's get to wait. So we talked about, like, if you push a nigga off, you got to be ready for the hands, right?
For sure.
We got to see, did he have enough time to even put the hands up?
Look. So now
can you do a slow-mo? Are you able to do
it? There's a slow-mo that takes place afterwards.
So boom, they make contact. Okay.
Pixels are clearly merged here, right?
All up in his personal space.
Right here.
Boom, push off.
Oh, this nigga's lacking, bro. There was no, he put his hands back
stuff
down,
at?
Bro. Yo, look at the way he puts his hands back down. God damn, bro.
He even, I think he said something after he pushed him off. And that's what made that nigga swing.
He probably said nigga.
He definitely said something. Draymond hears him.
Oh my God.
Draymond,
you see this,
on this
you
nigga.
See this nigga's knees buckle. This nigga just yo, he either got rocked or that nigga said the Dion method. I'm acting nigga.
Bro,
like, I'm kidding.
Nah, it's funny.
I'm getting this.
Yo, it's like when your little brother hits you and they're like, I didn't mean to hit you that hard. He tries to catch the nigga.
That nigga said it's too spicy at the table.
Look. He hits the nigga. Then he tries to catch him. He's like, oh shit.
Nah, I don't think that was a catch. I think that's like, I'm coming in for the 2-3 punch. Like,
I did look like he tried to catch him.
I think he hit him. He realized,
I thought it was one of them.
Nah, because he didn't. Because why would he? He would have like caught him on one arm and swung with the other. He was like, oh shit. He's like, dude.
He probably didn't expect.
He probably didn't expect that nigga jaw to be so soft.
Yeah, he didn't think he was going to get knocked out.
He punched that shit and he was like, butter. I thought it was going to be like stone or some shit, nigga.
Yo, how soon do you think like it registered in Draymond's mind? I fucked up.
That nigga said, in the back of his mind, he's like, I ain't gonna get that contract now.
Like,
instantly.
Y'all know those moments where you like, you do something so that irrational.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then you moment
bro.
In that realize, you're like, it's like whenever I threw my Xbox controller at the wall.
Nah, you was tapped, bro. I never do
nothing. Bro. Yeah, you never
Yeah, you had too much money to throw around.
You never cared enough, bro. You never cared enough.
You never did that?
Throw my whole Xbox or some shit?
Your controller.
Oh, no, actually.
Yeah,
you're not a real gamer, though.
Probably not.
He's playing single player
it's
shit.
Like, bro, you gotta think. You gotta pick something else up and throw it or something, bro. You
Man, I threw my Xbox on my bed one time. I tried to soften the blow. I threw it on the bed. And then
it
bounced
off.
almost. But all I heard was, it was like 2K13 in there. It was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. Remember when the Xboxes used to do that?
Yeah,
you touch that Xbox even slightly, nigga. Move it 1 inch. It's over.
Yeah, that's bad. This nigga Jordan Poole, bro. I'm with Dion. I'm suing this nigga.
Bro, if you do that though, yeah.
Truth, like honestly,
fuck,
your teammates are looking at you a different.
I don't care, bro. Fuck this team, nigga. This y'all niggas didn't stop him? That well, nigga from punching me. This team is bullshit.
In a situation like this, if you're Jordan Poole, it's like they know I'm not the problem. If they're moving someone between the two of us, it's gonna be him.
It's not. This is deeper than basketball, bro. This some real like nigga. Don't fucking put your hands on me, bro.
That's a fact.
Like what the fuck? Fuck basketball, nigga. Don't do this,
see that, nigga.
No bullshit.
And the thing is,
when he woke up, he was probably heated, bro.
When he woke up.
I ain't even know what was going on.
What happened?
He's like, hey, fuck that nigga Draymond.
It probably didn't really hit him for real.
Yeah, let's be
on Twitter.
Let's be real though. I don't see Draymond beat.
Like, damn.
If they don't move Draymond during the season, they're definitely moving him in the offseason.
Send that nigga to the Celtics, bro. We need a nigga like him.
You think so?
We need definitely. That. We need that enforcer.
How far does Curry's influence go? If Curry's like, I still want him on the team.
But nigga, the thing is, you gotta build around Poole. You feel me? Like Poole's gonna be
the future.
Who's going to be the future of the team once all these guys leave the squad?
Facts. Draymond not even light-skinned,
bro. You have to build
bro.
Around him, bro. Like, he's not even worth the money that he's asking for. And then he does something like this. And he's been doing all these, like, little antics. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'd ask this nigga Draymond and be like, yo, what team would you want to be on? That's not this team. Like, if you had to pick any team. And that nigga be like, I don't know, whatever team.
Oh, that's what you hit him right at. It's just like, so where do you want to go?
Yeah,
because you're
gone. Be like, yo, where you trying to play?
You gotta send him.
I'm like, because clearly it's not here.
Send
and it's
him to
not
Utah,
gonna be
nigga.
Here. So where you want to go? That nigga should go to the Cavaliers and then win a ring with them. Get that nigga Curry some PTSD.
Oh, so he's gonna win the Cavs 2 rings.
That's hard. That's a good one.
Yeah,
LeBron gonna see this and be like, real nigga.
Yo, you know what's the craziest thing I think?
That nigga should go to the Lakers.
People are saying that.
That's hard. That nigga need to go to the Lakers.
No one's taking him. I'm sorry. He's not
Draymond and LeBron on the same team?
I don't think Draymond's that good. Like, I don't think he's that good at all.
It's not about his ability on the court. It's about his, like, it's just him. He's him. He's Draymond Green.
I wonder if he's going to do a podcast on this. Because if he don't do a podcast, he's not real.
No, he said no.
He's not?
No.
Corny. Nigga's chips.
You want to talk about everybody else with this situation?
He's going to talk about it to the reporters. He's not going to speak on it.
Nigga, now he really need to come to the Celtics. Maybe we can get him on our podcast and talk about it.
Yo.
You should hit that nigga email up too, nigga. No bullshit. Be like, yo, what's the word? Talk about it.
Yo, the funniest shit I've seen from that day, from yesterday, Scotty Beam tweeted,
oh, yeah.
Draymond did not have to punch that little boy like that. And then someone quoted it. Bad bitches seen the video. Oh my God, I'd be sick.
And even worse, you got the baddies calling you a little boy. You gotta spend the blood.
That's what makes it worse. Like, maybe you could patch it up if, you know, there was no video. Now everybody's talking crazy about you. You even got RG3 talking about, God damn. Like,
don't do that. RG3's a real nigga, bro.
Bro, why is he talking? Why is half these niggas? This is crazy, bro.
Because RG3 is a really good sports analyst. No bullshit. And he's mad entertaining. He's hard.
I guess.
I don't know.
Be watching that shit.
I don't know. But he be on the internet. I don't know. But I don't know. I know that this nigga LeSean McCoy was talking about that nigga RG3 too. And that nigga was like, nigga, shut the fuck up, basically. He's like, nigga, I know you're not talking about me. Relax.
Yo, so tell me, I don't watch. What did Russell Wilson do that everyone's on his back about?
Bro, this.
Just mean.
Let's ride.
She said what?
Broncos country. Let's ride.
He's just weird, bro.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you this: the nigga basically is playing as the worst quarterback in the NFL right now. He's playing like the absolute worst player in the league, and he gets paid like fifth highest amongst quarterbacks. And he signed a contract.
Yeah, like an MVP season like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, and he just it's bad.
It's chips.
And it's like, it's funny because like he came to the team and they were like so excited. And then he did the promo video where he's like, Broncos Country. Shit? No, not that. That's funny.
That shit was weird.
When he was like, Broncos Country, let's ride. It was a video where he said it a bunch of times in front of a green screen, whatever. And they released a video of him saying it. And then now like he says that as like his catchphrase, like, let's ride. And they were 2-2 at the time. They had won two games and they could have gone to 3-2. And every single game that they've won has been on some bullshit. And they just played maybe the worst NFL game that I've ever seen played by an offense in my entire life. I watched a game that went into overtime. That this final score was 12-9. And this nigga Russell Wilson threw two picks in the end zone, like on the what could have been game-winning drives each time. Mm. And just like when he went up against the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year, he threw the pick to Malcolm Butler when he could have just run the ball. Same thing happens here. Same thing just keeps happening over and over again. The nigga just doesn't learn. And what makes it worse is that he says Broncos Country, let's ride, like in the post game press conference. Like he's like, they're like Broncos. He's like Broncos Country, let's ride. Like that nigga's over here getting mad bread.
Yeah, it's probably part of the contract.
I think we need to have a conversation.
He wakes up in the morning talking about all praise be to God.
I was about to say he has to have a conversation with his God, bro. His God not looking out for him, bro.
God's playing.
Wait, why you call him weird though? Like what he do on foot in football
that's
is different.
I didn't
like,
know. Cause I was just like, I didn't think
it has to do with the football shit when you mentioned him. I just be seeing him in like commercials and shit. He be doing weird shit.
Yeah, commercials are weird too. Yeah. When he was in that shit you sent us, where he was picking out the suits with his family, shit was weird.
I was talking about the
it
Subway
was so
shit.
Weird because it's like, why you sound put the like suits that? In there? Oh.
And why did he sound like that? He sound different in every environment he's in.
Nah, that's the funniest and meme. That's valid, right? Like shows like, him like all eight different. You know, nationalities you could be a part of, but
we could be code switching to the maximum.
Dominican Russell Wilson could be hard though.
Wait, we done with Draymond already?
With Draymond?
Yeah, bro. What can we do about this?
I mean, we just gotta see how this shit unfolds.
Start a GoFundMe for Jordan Peele, bro.
I don't know. What would you
unite?
Do in that situation? That's it. Like,
nigga, I'm not getting in that situation, bro. I'm not talking trash about a nigga that look like Draymond Green, bro.
What you mean by that?
That's like, racist.
How? I'm not saying like the nigga's tall and like bulky, bro. I'm not talking shit about that nigga, bro. Shout out to him, bro. I'll be like, real nigga.
Real nigga.
I'll be like, can I play dominoes? What's up? I'm not that good, bro. You probably win, but I want to play. Hey, let me get a 40-minute ad. Can I get some ad revenue?
I'm not even gonna say. Y'all don't even deserve it, so I'm not even doing it.
What are you talking about, man?
He's about to force it, bro. He's about to
someone who's got caught lacking in a slap box and it was on video in high school. I'm telling you, the video makes everything 10 times worse, bro. You feel me? Like, we could have cooled it. You feel me? I could have took it. I could have took it if it was on video, but now the hoe's laughing.
What is this nigga going to do, bro?
You see why Gilbert Arenas was trending, right?
No. Oh, shit. You about to bring the gun to the pack. No, that's hard.
That's not hard.
Not hard.
Niggas is creative.
That's not the way to solve it.
Black community not creative?
Oh, for sure.
Damn, bro. I'm sorry, Jordan Poole, bro. I'm sorry that this happened to you, bro. Like, not really. Because, like, in some ways, you probably deserved it. I just don't know. Like, what did you say to the nigga,
bro?
No,
they've been saying he a model citizen. Andre Iguodala's been defending him.
I don't
give a fuck
what that nigga said
because
he used to play for the Nuggets and he just disappeared quick.
He did.
I don't give a fuck what Andre Iguodala. I'm not taking Iguodala. Like, we're talking about this nigga Jordan Poole, right? What could he possibly have said to this nigga Draymond to get him that mad?
Nah, he deserves to get rocked if that's the case, bro. Bro, I just
really
think, like, look at even that thumbnail they use on Jalen and Jacoby, bro. It's just like, he's just making this man look crazy.
Nigga, Kobe's even shocked, bro. Like, he's like, what the fuck? He's like...
Don't do this, bro. There's so much Kobe disrespect going on with you,
bro. I didn't put that there. He don't look surprised.
Bro, run it back one more time, bro.
He said run it back
one more time.
It's like it happened so quick.
You got punched out, man.
So quick.
It's like the Superman punch. It's just
that's
so
the thing is,
OD,
when you're right there, bro.
Like he's trying to end this nigga's life. It's not like a warning punch or nothing, bro. He's legitimately... This is what you would do to someone who said, like,
I don't think
your mother, bro.
I don't think he would have punched him if you didn't push him.
Bro, that's...
I swear he said something in between, though.
He probably said something when he was going down, too. That's why he caught him.
Even if he said it without pushing him, he wouldn't have got punched. All right,
but what does someone got to say to you to make you do that?
It's the push. It's the combination,
They talking about your family.
It's the combination, I feel
Maybe
like.
Talking about your kids.
Bro,
They said that they fucked your girl. I don't
that
know,
nigga
bro.
Said some shit like, hey, bro. Never mind. That's a fuss. I say a more kosher joke.
That nigga looked at me and
said, you didn't deserve to get nominated for the BMA. I'm like, wow.
You know what you got
to
do, though, right?
I'm not going to punch him, though. I feel like
you got to get in your lock shiesty bag.
Show him the lock shiesty.
I didn't expect to see that. Like, I thought you would do it, but I didn't really expect
you was a perfect person to do it, my nigga.
Yeah, there's not many that can pull that one off, man. Not yet. At least not yet.
Everybody else got like if you do it, they got the thin ones. You feel me? You got the real, like, this for the winter, man. My nigga.
I might just do that. That shit was mad warm in there.
That's real self care, self love right there. That shit was warm. Sustainability. No
Yo,
bullshit.
You know what I loved about you saying the black community is creative?
Yeah.
You're so right, bro.
Facts.
Except I seen the least creative thing all week on a shirt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was bad, bro. It
said White Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Fashion.
You're a demon, bro. You wear it?
Nah.
What you wear?
No. But what did you say earlier?
I'm about to say, what's the price?
I'm buying that shirt. You $1 million to wear that shirt on the podcast and at your shows.
A mil?
Yeah.
Damn, this nigga selling out, bro. But isn't that the root of the issue?
He said no first, too.
$1 million.
Isn't that the root of the issue, though? That, like, your ethics can be bought?
It is, yeah.
Are they really ethics then?
I'm wearing a shirt that say trap seed. I don't trap seeds, nigga.
But do you know the story behind it?
Yeah.
What
does that even mean? What is that?
Seed of the trap.
Oh, like you're from the trap
type shit.
So you're a trap seed.
Yeah.
No, I thought that nigga was just explaining words using the words. You know when people give you definitions of the word using the word?
I'll talk about that shit off camera. But
that's hard. That's actually kind of tough. But they don't say White Lives Matter, though.
That's a fact.
Do you guys think he's still trying to, like, advance, like, the black community, or, like, he lost it?
Kanye?
Yeah.
Kanye's trying to advance himself,
No,
bro,
I'm saying, like, ever, or, like...
I feel like he was probably never trying to do that, to be honest.
Nah, at one point. Like, he really was trying to do... Like, even in songs like Never Let You Down, like, he talks about, like, his mom, like, what was that line, like... They sat him on a bus, like, protesting and shit like that. Like, he grew up in an environment where his parents kind of instilled that in him. I'm assuming. I don't know this nigga's life. But from what I know. And it's just like, I just feel like.
What's Kanye done for the black community?
With all the attention.
I was about to say, I don't think, like, he's ever tried to, like, elevate the black community. Maybe try to make things that appeal to the black community.
What has he ever done for the black community, for real? Well, let's be honest with ourselves.
I'm really trying to think.
Besides, like. Like marketing and like clothing, like, you know what I mean, as far as like in the music shit, because again, all those things are things that are making him money.
Donda Academy.
I really couldn't tell you.
They'd be white students. You seen the pictures?
Not like I really couldn't tell you.
No, I can tell you one thing, but even then, it's kind of a weak one. But it's not that weak.
What did he do?
He gave niggas hope.
Nigga, you don't get your Obama ass out of here, bro. He gave niggas hope.
He's in trouble. Do what they do because of a nigga like Kanye, bro. Not saying he's the only reason, but it's because of he's probably our biggest influence.
He gave niggas.
The camera. I gotta look into the camera.
Hold on. That's Cap.
Influence.
Biggest influence.
If defending Kanye was illegal, you going to jail?
Let me answer that question first. Like, you can't take that away from, like, Kanye's been doing some wild shit, bro.
No, for sure, bro. The older I've gotten, bro, less and less I care about any of these niggas, bro.
But that's,
like,
the thing. We're not,
like,
talking about that. You started doing what you do at a way younger age.
I honestly give more credit to Metro. Metro seemed more doable.
Listen, nigga.
No, like, real shit.
Would Metro be here without Kanye? And so on and so forth.
Well, Metro say 3-6 Mafia.
I'm just saying some bullshit. That's just what niggas be saying.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Tomo? Clothes.
Yeah,
eats.
Nah.
He's an artist, too. Like,
Kanye's definitely a big inspiration, bro. That's the reason why I started recording music. No bullshit. I wouldn't say that's the reason I started rapping.
Nigga went to the Kanye concert, it was the Yeezus, right?
Yeah.
Where Kendrick was opening. He was like, yeah, got to that's see crazy it through.
Nah, but even you legitimately live in his blueprint, bro.
More so Tyler.
Tyler makes clothes?
Yeah, he does.
Foolish. Nigga, what?
I'm not hip. I said more so Tyler because he was like way more hands on and like in a closer like visual like age range.
He actually designed them shit.
Like, yeah.
And when it came to like the curation of his music and everything, you know what I mean?
Seen that shit. Like with Kanye, like I was younger, like I actually seen Tyler, like his gradual like rise and all that shit. That shit was fire.
Hey man, Tyler always talk about Pharrell and Kanye, his biggest inspiration.
I'm saying. Yeah, all these niggas, like even Metro. Even Metro is probably gonna say one of my influences is Kanye. You feel me? Like,
yeah, man.
Nigga, I just told you what he said. What he'll say.
What did he say?
He said Mafia. 3-6 Mafia. Juicy J.
Although though, would Metro be as big? It wasn't for that,
one song? For sure. Come on. That was so deep into his career.
Nah, I don't think so. What a time to be alive. Dropped way before that.
I don't think he's getting deep in his career.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting Morgan Freeman on my album if it wasn't for that song, bro.
He's not in the public. He's not in the public domain the same way. He's not in that zeitgeist of like popularity.
Just because of tagline.
Cause, bro, have you ever been to a white club?
No.
Yeah.
Wait. No.
You never been to a white club?
On some EDM shit?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
That, if Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. That shit be getting played through the Father Stretch My Hand shit as a transition every time. Every single time I ever been.
I feel you.
And they love that. They be going up to that shit. They be saying it. It's like it's a part of the song.
It is. It low-key is.
And like I'm saying, I don't think he's as popular as he is if that doesn't drop. I'm sorry, like I just don't think it's true.
What a time to be alive dropped in 2015. I feel like that put him.
Nigga, I didn't even know who that nigga was in 2015. No.
He might have been on you though.
He was the premier producer of that year.
I don't listen to Drake. I don't listen to Future.
That's okay though, because you got to look at it like this, bro. We're looking at it from an artist standpoint. When you look at it from a consumer standpoint, like you said, he has the songs with the artist featuring it. They're going to be like, have you heard that Drake song? Now, have you heard that Metro Boomin song?
But when they heard that shit, they were like, who's Young Metro?
Hold up. When have they ever said, have you heard that Metro Boomin song?
Not have you ever heard, but they were like, that nigga Metro was on that. Because they recognized the tag.
You can't look at it from a consumer standpoint.
The tag was undeniable.
Oh, I thought you said I'm the consumer.
Oh, no, yeah.
The tag was undeniable. I heard.
Bro, that nigga made No Heart, bro. You bugging, bro?
Made what?
No Heart.
21 Savage.
Young Savage.
I know what song you're talking about.
I'm overestimating the projection and the success of these songs. 21
Savage wasn't even that popular in 2015.
So,
he wasn't as popular as Kanye, bro.
Okay, let's make it clear. So you're saying white people popular.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's how you make your money.
That's where the masses are.
Yeah, nigga, we live in the United States.
I'm just saying.
You don't live here, nigga.
If you knew, you knew.
I do understand, though, there was like that whole, even like seeing niggas make, like the politicians asking him like, oh, does Young Metro trust you? And it's like, you feel me? I get it. I understand what you're saying.
That shit put that nigga into the zeitgeist, bro. He was a part of pop culture and not just a producer. He was a cultural figure. A young nigga at that.
He really got to think about it. I'll give it to you. I can see the argument. He got to another level of popularity through those videos. He
broke through.
All right, back to Kanye, though.
How are you?
It's funny. My uncle texted me last night and asked me, he was like, what do you think about Kanye?
Bro, I think the world is talking about this nigga way too much.
I agree.
That's part of the problem.
Like, why?
Why you think he did it, nigga? Shit.
Because the nigga is unwell.
Nah, let's be real.
And he's weird.
That, but like,
Kanye,
bro, he knows it's going to make people talk, bro.
You seen his explanation, though.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Wait, did you see the Tucker Carlson interview?
I think that's what we're talking about.
Do you know who?
I know you did it.
Imagine that.
But sometimes it's good to watch the ops, bro, to see what they working with.
Nigga, I don't even watch whoever aren't the ops. I don't watch CNN either. Everyone's the ops. They're all the ops.
No, I'm talking about anything else. But
what was his explanation?
Yeah, what was it?
He said nothing. He said that people wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts and white people be wearing that. So why can't black people wear White Lives Matter t-shirts?
Well, one, he said,
like, say, their lives matter too.
Yeah, someone said, why would you wear that shirt? He said, because they do. Right? That was one. And then the second part, I think he's trying to make it seem like Black Lives Matter was a scam.
But that was unrelated to the shirt, though. That was just, it was like he was just trying to add additional shit. So he's like, you can't say I'm wrong, though. Because it's proven that the organization was scamming niggas.
Sure, but you know it's way bigger than the organization. That's a whole movement. And you know what? I loved what you said in response to Trendy, right? Because Trendy did say some shit along the lines of, what did he say?
He said, essentially, what does niggas matter Kanye for?
Yeah, like white lives do matter.
All lives matter.
Give them the explanation that you said, because I really thought it was well thought out.
What did I say? Let me just read that shit.
I'll be on Twitter, bro.
Essentially, the point was,
I missed that conversation.
Essentially, what I said was, though, it's just like, yeah, like, in principle, what you're saying is true, but why are you not addressing where the fire in the room is? You feel me? Like if someone got hurt and they told you, "Oh, this is where I'm feeling pain at," and you to say to someone, "Okay, but everyone has the ability to get hurt. Stop crying about it." It's like, "Nigga, I'm bleeding out right now. Like, help me, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is that the point of view that you're taking to make that point?
Nah, you tweeting that way better.
What is that saying for?"
That's true.
He said,
"Way to put it.
This is what he said, bro. It ain't even about that though. America ain't never needed a reminder that white lives matter. America's catered to white people. Imagine telling someone you hurt and they tell you everybody gets hurt. How's that helping you in that moment?" And that's real. Like,
I just don't understand why niggas is reacting the way they are. Like, it's not the same dude that wore the Trump hat.
I'm hip, so
I
it's
also
like
said that slavery was could have been considered a choice.
Okay, yeah, so like, we called him out on that.
Seems like every time something happens, it's like people are thinking like, oh, maybe it can't be anything else. And then
it can't
like,
be worse. Okay, but he did the coonery, but then he like stopped promoting it. So you would think like, he learned from the situation. You feel me? He was on this dumb shit, and now
nigga getting interviewed by Tucker Carlson, bro. Well, I feel like that nigga should just know right there, bro. I feel like he should just know right there that he's fucking up, bro.
Yo, that side is fucking with me.
That was a
bro. He had Candace Owens right next to him wearing the same shirt. I'm like, bro, if you in the same room as Candace Owens agreeing on some shit,
yo, what if they get together, bro? Super niggas.
Yo, and you know what's mad funny, bro? Because I remember I watched her.
I'm not niggas.
I watched her interview with Academics one time. I watched Candace Owens' interview with Academics, and you might be like, why the fuck would you watch that? But like I said, sometimes I want to hear a perspective
wild.
Outside of my own. That's I do want to
What did I say to you then, though?
What?
I was like, I knew this shorty was tapped when she was drinking. No. She had a straw, a reusable straw in a plastic bottle. So that's so backwards. I was like, she's a backwards shorty.
No. Yeah, that only solidified. I'll probably only watch it for like 15 minutes and then threw that shit off. But it made me realize something very important, because if you do watch that interview, you could see where her trauma lies. And I think that trauma is the same trauma that, what's it called, Kanye faces. And it's feeling like the black community turned their back on you. Like, she talked about how in like middle school, there were like black girls who bullied her and made her feel like she didn't belong and type shit. And I feel like she just carried that the whole entire time, her whole life.
So she became a villain?
Basically, bro. And then now you have like Kanye complaining how like, the black community is not there for him, or blah blah blah. So these are two people who are now.
I
wouldn't
say that's true though, because how many times has Kanye complained that industry's not letting us in?
But that, he doesn't really mean us, bro. He just means him. He just means I want to be in there, bro. I don't care if the rest of these niggas get in, bro. At least let me in, bro. That's the type of shit he be on,
bro,
every time.
He's
bro.
The same nigga.
That's
who's
why he was yelling at Sway that time. Because that nigga Sway was literally saying to him, if you really want to make that shit happen, then why don't you just do it yourself? And that nigga was, because he's like, you have to meet. And that nigga was like, no. We can, if I do this, everybody. But then he does it, and now what? Now every nigga's getting scammed because of him.
Now he's saying Sway was right. Sway
and now,
did
and now he's not even trying to do that no more. So what's up? That nigga's lying, bro.
He's the ultimate hypocrite. Remember he goes on this whole rant about like we gotta own our masters and shit, because he's going through his own disputes with Universal.
He only cares about shit once it impacts him, bro.
And then you see Big Sean get on Drink Champs and be like, nigga, you owe me millions of dollars.
That's a fuck.
That's a fool.
Like, bro, he only does what serves Kanye.
Big Sean. He said
bro.
Big Sean was his worst mistake.
I'm saying, bro.
He got the tombstone. He pulled a Young Rob, my nigga.
Hey, Young Rob pulled a Kanye.
All that
bro.
Shit is insane.
That's no bullshit. Bad,
all that shit is foul.
Kobe.
Bro, all this makes me realize. I mean, it's not making me realize. I've been new to this, but we do. You are right, bro. We do have to start giving attention to him. Maybe it's even bad that we're even talking about him right now.
I'm hurt. Let's move on. Sick of this nigga, bro.
I'm it, but because it's not important, but it's still
it's not
still
important.
A big, like,
this nigga.
It's still
There's
a big topic
shit going on in the world.
I was about to say, like, I feel like we're putting too much weight on it, because like he did that overseas, and like the only people who care about it are people in America. Like, no one in the country that he did that really care about it.
What country? That country was probably mostly white.
Somewhere in Europe, most likely.
White people was like, I like this nigga Kanye.
No, but I feel like the white people over there don't even care. It's like, we're just putting too much weight on it, and it's like, why are we giving him so much light?
No, because to them, because
he's black.
A predominantly white country like that, bro, is going to see a sentence like that and be like, that's the equivalent of the sky is blue.
It's because in our hearts, bro, in our hearts, we want black people to make decisions that are uplifting to the black community. Whenever we see anyone that's not a part of the black community, you know, or that's a part of the black community, I should say, like deviating from our community and working to actively against our community, that shit hurts. You feel
but
me?
It's like,
And like the ways that we go about addressing the shit might seem like niggas is complaining and whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's because we care about the nigga. You feel me? We
want to
see
you.
That nigga do better, because if he's not doing better, then that means that there's not that much hope for us moving forward as far as a community. Because if one of us can fall, that means any of us can fall. You feel me?
I feel you. Know what I'm saying? The nigga's also a billionaire, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Like, we don't live in the same reality.
Yeah,
nah. I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Like I said, I would much prefer not to talk about this shit at all.
And I don't say this lightly, and I'm not a doctor. That nigga's going through something like mentally, bro. Like he's not.
I'm not saying that.
It's not an excuse, but this is not rational behavior, bro. I will say that. These are his words.
He backs it up. It's just, I don't agree with it.
The nigga has never been
a conscious decision. It's very conscious decision. You see that nigga talking to Diddy?
Yeah.
Like the way he's talking to him, like he clearly knows what he's doing and what he's saying.
When he was talking to the Denim Tears nigga, he said, well, hello. He's like, well, hello there, bitch.
Yeah.
That shit was funny. I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of iconic. But the thing is, like,
fuck you.
Yeah, it's a Diddy, right?
Yo, wait, what were you about to say, Tomo?
No, I was just about to say he has to understand the impact that he has, because there's a lot of people that are gonna mimic shit that he does.
Facts.
And then not even just mimic the shit that's currently going on, but take it to a whole another extreme type shit. For me, people within our community, and they're gonna do it. Facts. They're gonna be like, because Kanye did it, you feel me, type shit. And it's gonna just
Easy Tommy.
You don't feel shit. Like you're contributing to it too, though? Because under every one of those posts, I see Like by Tomo.
Nigga, I'm just using the app, bro. Like,
I seen this like a Lando,
but
like
it's a little co-sign. You gotta understand. You do it, hundreds of thousands of people do it, and he's like, oh shit, let me keep feeding the masses, yo.
That nigga Mark Ben, that nigga from
Bro,
from
I
Instagram.
Promise you, if I don't like that shit, that nigga still gonna do whatever the fuck he do. I'm gonna like every tweet I want, because I don't give a fuck. It's my Twitter.
It be on Instagram.
I ain't retweet it.
I'm talking about Instagram.
The thing is, yo, if you have your timeline set up where you can see that shit still, bro, you a hoe.
What?
No bullshit. Because you don't got it set up in chronological order no more. You just got that shit, the algorithm feeding you shit, bro.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So why does it keep showing up on your timeline?
It doesn't. I don't see what tweets people like, because my shit is set up in chronological order.
I'm saying how you keep seeing the Kanye ones.
I set up like that too. Oh, the Kanye shit? Because
people retweet
like.
It.
Bro, we talking about Instagram, bro. You can't post that shit in the group
chat. I follow Kanye, nigga.
Okay.
And it's not just that. He's saying that you like every post too.
Oh, yeah. I be on Instagram liking shit. I scroll through every post and double tap everything.
So I guess the better question is, what does a like mean to you? Like, do you look at it as like, oh, I'm co-signing this. I'm just tapping it just because I'm in the motion of it.
I'm on the app. If I'm just scrolling through the app and not doing nothing, bro, why am I on the app?
You could just observe shit.
Mm. What the fuck am I fucking, like a data logger, nigga? Just absorbing shit.
You don't just scroll through Instagram to look. You don't have to engage, nigga. It's not
like
a game.
It's an
app. I don't know. The way I see it is like.
Just like a cosign.
Yeah, the only way.
It's like, I like this. I back this.
Like, I enjoy this. Fuck with
it. This nigga likes everything.
Something about this content was pleasing to me.
Is it just the motion for you at that point?
Like,
it's just
nah,
like,
it's like
this nigga's like means nothing.
Unless I don't like it, then I'm not going to like it.
But if you feel indifferent about it, so you like, I'll give it a like.
So it's like, if it's nothing, then it's fine. But did you like the Kanye post? Like, were you liking what you were seeing?
I thought it was funny, no bullshit.
Okay, I know it's not just that you see it. You're like,
but nah, a lot of the times I do scroll and I just like shit. Sometimes I don't even read it. I just like it.
Yeah, I thought, like, the way I look at this whole Kanye situation right now is that, like, at the end of the day, like, we got to do better as a community of holding our people accountable, because niggas be, like, bringing up mental health and all this shit when it comes to this nigga. And it's like, that's fine. I know, like, you're not using that as an excuse, and I feel like it hasn't been used as, like, an excuse per se. But it's like, why even mention that right now?
Because it's concerning.
So what's the...
You still got kids
to raise. About the harm that this nigga's causing.
How do you hold the accountability? Just stop giving validation?
Stop giving him attention, bro.
Bro, we should have been dropped this nigga from the black community, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
The nigga is a billionaire, bro. That nigga is actively working against us every day of his life. Every second he's alive.
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. A part of me wants to be like, yo, let's never talk about this nigga on the podcast again.
Bro, this is like
so
three
many
rules.
Interesting topics.
Three rules. No Drake,
funny,
no Kanye.
Though. The nigga is
and
funny.
And no Drake or Kanye.
Bro, half of our content would be gone.
Bro,
nigga.
That nigga is funny as fuck, though. Him talking about me, he said, yo, Drake liked my post. I'm like, yes, it's a funny nigga.
Yo,
bro.
That nigga
said,
really cares
said,
about
my well-documented beef
with
Drake.
Those are thoughts that like people have. You don't say them.
You don't say them out loud.
Bro,
what did he say about Virgil's designs, bro? Them shits was ass. Yeah, shit's like speaking on the dead. Like, I don't know.
I agree, though. Them shits was ass. I don't give a fuck. That's not speaking ill of the dead. The nigga's designs were chips.
No, I'm talking about other shit. Like,
I say that nigga Virgil's designs was chips all day, every day, bro. Them shits suck. All his Louis designs were ass. Sorry. Shits were horrible.
Sorry.
I'm not even sorry. This shit was whack, bro. Name one.
That's opinion.
Eves.
The Forces was nice.
The ones that just had LV all over it?
Well, no, I mean, I guess it matters which ones.
Yeah. Which ones?
A he has a bunch of different.
I like the one that was like a Spider-Man colorway. There was a black and white pair.
I didn't like those. I thought we agreed that them shits was basic.
Remember number 15?
I think so. What the fuck? Those are the furry ones?
Yeah, them shits was fire, bro.
Okay, so
it's just taking some shit that already existed. Not even like,
but that's everything. Bro.
So, quick question.
It's no everything. Bullshit. Everything if is. Kanye, they just took a shoe and just did some.
But it's an Air Force One. It's already
brand new Air Force.
Hey, bro.
If Kanye drops another project and that shit is hard, do you feel like we all end up forgetting about this? Not every, like you might not, but like in general,
the hard project yet.
Donda's considered a good project.
It's not hard though, bro.
He was
good.
Bumping the Donda, bro, for a couple of
niggas
man.
Was bumping Donda, bro. That would be considered like one of his good albums
because it was censored.
Hey man, yeah. Ain't that Ain't that the trend with music?
Like Kanye does some fuck shit, drops a good album, everybody forgets about the fuck
shit. Ain't happened to the baby though,
because that nigga's dropping mid, bro.
It's not the Kanye
album wasn't good.
Kanye drops Jesus is King 2, nigga, I ain't forgetting about
this. There's a point in time niggas is not fucking with Kodak. Nigga be dropping bangers.
Oh, Kodak,
niggas don't
bro.
Speak on that.
Nigga, who's niggas? Niggas. That nigga allegedly sexually assaulted a minor, bro. That's not okay.
See, I never knew the full
so
Super
now,
Gremlin hard, but that's not a hype, bro.
That makes a great point.
What?
I personally
issues versus like just social issues?
Nah, I was gonna say, I personally, unless, and I'll explain why this is different for this person, I personally separate the artist from the music. I will continue to listen to Kanye. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I'm not gonna stop listening to one of my favorite artists. I will not support him in any other thing. I'm not directly putting money in his pocket. I don't even think me streaming him really makes him money, bro. He don't own his masters.
What did this nigga Kanye do? What did he do to get us in this chokehold?
Drop amazing music, bro.
Nigga made good music.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, College Dropout, Graduation. Like
y'all niggas will sell your people down the river for a stick and a stone.
He was
bro.
Just singing No
like
Church
that.
In the Wild before we started recording, bro.
That nigga gave niggas
don't
some
do me
tunes.
Like that, bro. You got Yeezys too, bro. You got Yeezys in your fucking crib.
It's a fact.
It's Adidas shoes. Yeah, that nigga don't own that shit.
Don't give me that.
The name of the show is Yeezy.
It could have been called anything, nigga. It's an Adidas shoe.
You don't own the music either.
But I'm saying he made the music. He made them shoes. You know damn well he made them shoes, bro.
He consulted on it.
He designed them.
Nigga, he ain't going to the studio and record shoes, nigga.
Even if he ain't make it, his name on that shit.
Facts. Nigga, no, it says Adidas X Yeezy, nigga. That nigga name not Yeezy. His name is Ye.
Same
so
shit.
So I don't even bump Ye. I bump Kanye West.
All I'm saying is, y'all niggas gonna talk about sneakers and shit like that. Shit that's like functional. Nigga, you don't have to listen to that nigga's music. There's mad other music out there.
Of course not.
But it's one of my...
But the nigga's music is great.
And there's mad niggas that make music similar to that nigga also. But for me, as someone who wears a lot of Adidas shoes, you're not going to find like the like form and shit like that out of like other Adidas shoes. That's what I'm looking for is form plus functionality.
Hi, bro. You can wear that Nikes from sneakers. Too, bro.
Nigga, there's no such thing as a Nike shoe with Boost. You're bugging. What are you talking about?
Yo, Boost is that great.
I never had Boost. I have Ultra Boost. Do I not wear Ultra Boost,
no,
bro?
I'm saying only the Ultra Boost.
I can wear other shoes. I want to see him defend it. I can wear the Yeezys. I wear other shoes.
So why you gotta wear Yeezys?
Why you don't burn the Yeezys?
When I burn something that I purchased. Y'all niggas don't even purchase the niggas' music. Y'all niggas out here streaming this shit. Y'all niggas giving a nigga pennies at a time, whatever, but y'all still bumping it.
Listen.
I don't know. That's better than buying the shoes. But anyway.
I bought the shoes because it's Adidas shoe and it looked good. And y'all niggas is listen to the music.
Adidas has a lot of other shoes, Nate.
Not that look like that.
You can't
and you know damn well that when it comes to Kanye's music, especially because them shit, like some of them songs are so old, you feel me? It's not even like niggas is listening to that shit because it still bumps today most of the time. You're listening to it because it sounds good to you still because you heard it before. That's the type of time niggas is on, bro. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy been overrated, bro. We talked about this before. The shit's hard, but it's not like
you probably cut
like greatest
three,
album
you
ever,
could,
bro.
You could cut three songs, but the rest of the album is amazing, three? Bro.
Why is that nigga literally beating his dick on one of the songs in your ear, and you bump that,
I don't bro? Bump that. I feel like
I'm not saying it's a bad album, but I'm just saying like I'm not listening to a nigga beat his
ear.
His whole discography.
If I throw someone's name in, I don't know who at the top of the moment yet for you specifically, you'd be like, that's hard.
Like, I'm not saying the nigga's ass either. I'm saying that his music is, like, his music is great. You feel me? A lot of his music is great. I'm saying there's mad other great artists, too.
Sure.
So why don't you listen to them?
Because
who says we're not?
Like I said,
You're not.
Who says I personally don't care enough. I don't care enough to do. I won't support him in any other endeavor, but I enjoy his music
why,
a lot.
The reason why I say this because he's talking about separating the art from the artist. I don't even consider them shoes art, my nigga.
And I
this is literally like these are sneakers,
products,
my nigga.
They're products.
This is shit that I bought from Adidas. I ain't buy that shit from that nigga.
But I also brought it up because like you brought up Kodak and shit like that. You feel me? Like, where do you draw the line on that type of shit? You feel me? Are you still gonna bump the price? For me personally, where I draw the line is when your music reflects your behavior. So, like, for example, like Ray J, I mean, not Ray J, fucking R. Kelly, those songs were likely about underage girls, bro. I don't feel comfortable listening to that shit.
Kanye's music does reflect his behavior, though. He be rapping and singing about the shit all the time. So, what are niggas saying?
It's not like I'm listening
Kodak
to facts,
didn't say,
nigga.
I sexually assaulted a minor on the track. Like, he didn't say that.
Okay.
So, I'm saying, but Kanye does rap about wearing the red hat. He does rap about how niggas think that he's misunderstood, da 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 da, and how he's fucking running for president.
Yeezus, bro?
I'm listening to pre-2016. I don't listen to Yeezus.
Yeezus came out before. All right.
I don't listen to Yeezus.
You didn't listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I definitely did.
Nigga, that's what that album's about, too. So, what are niggas talking about right now? Did you even listen to
him?
No.
But my real issue with him is like the antics that he's doing
on my
to
my dick. Wait, that's not
that's not my issue with it, bro. I'm talking about like the White Lives Matter, the coonery, bro. Like the coonery is not.
But this is no. But the thing he's saying is the fact that he's always been like this. He's always been a very belligerent. I'm gonna do what I want.
For sure.
I don't care about consequences.
That's not my
kind
issue.
Person.
That's not my issue with Kanye though. It's the coonery.
But you're talking about that makes you still listen to the music. The nigga been cooning, bro.
Not in the music like that. Bro,
that's wild. A nigga can
fantasize
nigga
about
can,
this back in Chicago. Where's the coonery? I don't know.
A nigga
bro,
can
that.
Walk up to a black person, spit in their face, and then go in the booth and say, "I love black people." And this thing be like, "See, but in the music, he wasn't spitting in my face, so I was fucking with it." Like, bro, like all I'm saying is, bro, it's like it's not even like hypocritical. Separating the art from the artist just is like an irrelevant thing. Just own up to that shit, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. I can't do it.
But
I'm asking
saying,
the rest of y'all. Can y'all do it? Are y'all planning to do it? You feel me? That's all I'm asking.
Ben.
You still listen to Kodak?
I pick and choose.
Nigga, I know 3 Kodak Black songs.
But I'm bumping them, nigga.
No, I don't. Bro. Liking a song, I haven't.
You said Super Gimme Song of the Year.
Because it's a hard song. But you see me, nigga, you.
He said the same shit about Post Malone. He said he don't like Post Malone, but he makes good music.
And do I bump that, nigga? No.
I hear you, bro.
Super Gremlin is one song. That shit's hard. That shit might be the hardest song that came out all year. But you don't see me bumping that song every day. You don't see me listening to that shit all the time. That shit's a popular ass song, bro. You go anywhere, you're gonna hear it. Of course, you're gonna know the words. How you think I know the words to some of these Drake songs? I don't be bumping that shit either. It just keeps playing over
you
and over everywhere.
You low key a Drake fan, though, bro. This nigga says tidbits here and there that be like, yo, this nigga fuck
bro,
with Drake.
Bro, it be from
bro.
The same 3 or 4 songs,
I've seen
though.
Him play Drake before.
You be playing Drake.
What song, though?
Sick of these niggas.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It'd be the same 3 or 4
songs. I know you
songs.
Was singing Nice for What before.
Nice for What from the same album. I always said those are the 2 songs that I fuck with from that album.
Yo, can I say something before we move on to the next topic?
Like for you to be a hater, you got to be a fan to a degree.
Facts.
If you're because
there's
hater.
Love in your heart. There's like, why is this nigga disappointing me?
Whoa.
Yo,
I wouldn't even take that stance in it, but just more so it's like, I'm just knowledgeable of their shit.
Yeah, you got to check
you're
for
very knowledgeable.
I don't think that makes you a fan. I check for the KKK to make sure they're not here.
You feel me? I believe in
I'm
like
not a fan of those
that was
niggas.
A good way to shut down my argument. How you check for the KKK?
They got a website. They be like, oh, where's the KKK?
You go on
like,
the KKK
most
website.
Active, not their website, nigga. It'd be like most active like site, like racist, like basically like racist incidents or like racist violent incidents, violent racist incidents in like cities and towns and shit. There's like a database. And there's shit that you can check online for it as well. You can also call the KKK hotline that they got in various like cities and locations. And then like you
call
can
call
them
niggas right now.
We should do that. That should be hard.
Because
like sometimes you call them, they be like, you've reached the KKK Jacksonville hotline. White is right, and blah blah blah. Saying shit. It should be bad.
Sounds
bro.
Like you've done this before.
Oh yeah, I used to prank all them shits this? All the time.
Oh
high school.
Man,
yo, now we gotta call them and ask them what they think about Kanye's.
They're like Brother West, but like my favorite darkie,
Kanye.
Grandmaster West.
Grandmaster West is actually kind of hard.
Yo.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's horrible, bro. That nigga Kanye should be ashamed of himself, bro.
No, for sure.
And but he won't, because he's a billionaire.
I just want to know why he thinks everyone's against him.
He's just a flip-flopper, bro. He's just going to choose whatever no side plays him, to. Like,
I was about to say, because niggas is against
ain't
him.
Ain't no reason to be with him. That nigga against us.
Niggas against the Kardashians.
But like,
nigga, you spent
no, but like,
years
bro,
with them, bro.
The nigga pulled up to BET to give a whole speech. Oh, he started talking about himself when he's talking about Diddy.
Oh, Diddy.
But it's like, so someone like that who you have a relationship with is just reaching
I
out to you.
I forgot about that.
And the nigga's just coming
fuck
at this nigga.
Fuck you, you're one of the ops.
Like, you feel
like,
me? It's like, nigga,
it.
You was just praising me. What the fuck?
He know he deleted the messages afterwards, though. He undid it and was like, sorry, bro.
It was just for the clothes.
It was in the moment.
He's like, you know, I got to post on Instagram right now. Got to get them streams up.
I was recently experiencing something like that, and it was mad weird, bro.
What does that mean?
Like, a nigga would post mad random shit and tag me and be like, yeah, da 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 da. And then text me and be like, yo, bro, it's just for promo, bro.
Shit, the internet got niggas acting
niggas
weird,
my fault, bro.
Bro, like, nigga was clout chasing out of Maximum, bro. This shit's like...
You gonna call him out?
Putrid, bro. I can't do that, bro. I can't do that. He's gonna get the clout he wanted, bro. That's not good.
I feel you. That's actually
that's
true.
That's how they get you.
That's true. Yo, he was hoping for that plan to work.
He was like, yeah, now he's talking about Rob's me on the podcast. That nigga was thinking ahead.
Real yo, nigga. What I wanted to say to Dion, no, Dion, you was right. I was kind of wrong. Kinda.
Two of y'all niggas got on Yeezys right now. I don't even got them shits on.
You got them in the corner, though.
Bro, I'm trying to talk about that. You can't see that, dude. You can't see that, dude.
I want
to
take back.
Wait till this nigga sitting right now.
Because niggas got a fucking
twinkle.
Like, you feel me? Like, I can't. Thank you. Thank you. I could have done that, but I was just like, man, we
that shit was mad funny, though.
Y'all not going to let me get this apology off, bro.
Niggas, you trying to apologize for? Say it.
That Drake album was kind of good, bro.
That Drake album was hard.
Nigga said that to say that, bro.
Hmm?
You apologizing to Drake?
Nah.
We don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying, we went mad hard. I see Nate's face. Yo, there's some bops on there, bro. I'm saying, even beyond a keeper is fire, bro. That's just been in my head, bro.
What changed for you?
I heard them shits on the loudspeaker, bro, and I just wanted to stop listening to some negative music, bro. That shit had me vibing, bro. That shit had me vibing, you feel me? Some of the drops, bro. Like, not all of the songs. I don't fuck with, like, probably the first half, but, like, I don't know. He might have been on to something, bro. It's a Drake effect.
Here's the thing.
I really got to, like, look in to see how often we talk about Drake and Kanye.
Niggas wake up every day, and they be like, how can we make this the most... Drake and Kanye related part. How do we make this
like
the
it's
most?
Kinda, it's kind of crazy.
Let's get off of it. That's all I wanted to say.
That's really why we didn't get to be in.
I'm up. They was like, these niggas don't talk about nothing that's going on in Boston, bro. They always talking about Drake and Kanye and with people from
we
Boston.
We talked about
bro.
Boston for an hour last
week. Hey, shout out Retro, though.
Facts.
Yes, we did mention that before Tomo inevitably tripped over the wires.
Yes, Retro GMT.
Oh, that's not even on this one. Yeah, facts.
Chemical X.
Planet X.
But he's selling the Chemical X. I'm trying to get some.
Hey, yo.
Allegedly. Yeah, shout out that nigga Retro GMT, you know what I'm saying? He dropped Planet X, that shit's fire, you know what I'm saying?
No, that shit like legitimately bangs.
So what else were y'all listening to this week? You listen to Uncle Few?
No, I did not.
No.
I thought you was vouching for them.
No.
I just said the niggas hear the new Uncle Few.
I thought you was fucking with it.
I think it's funny that was the name of that song.
I think it's bad. I heard a couple songs.
Hey, that
they seem
song
like
they
with, they're fine with our Offset.
Do you feel like there's a missing factor in their
music.
Songs? Like when you're listening,
I mean, no, you have to understand. It's a group. When you're so used to the group, and there's just like two of them, saying like you would think there's space for the chemistry to be off or some shit.
Because each
like,
one has
niggas,
a role, you know.
They got it.
Last time I seen all them niggas anything, together was at the Donda 2 shit.
Every time Migos work drops or related work drops, I'm always thinking to myself like, damn, Takeoff is kind of giving me a reason to think that he is the best one.
Giving you a reason. Like he's nice.
Nah, I always go back and forth between him and Offset.
Offset's definitely.
And I hear
the
this recent
one.
Shit and I'm like, damn, this nigga Takeoff really might have it though.
Well, Offset can't even make the argument, bro. He's not dead.
Good.
I feel you.
And nigga Takeoff wasn't all bad and bougie. You. I mean, yeah, he wasn't all bad and bougie.
He wasn't on it.
He was Takeoff, yeah.
He could easily had the best verse on that song. Perhaps, but we'll never know.
Who said he left off bad and bougie?
Nigga about a Draymond Green, you nigga.
That's a false pause. The fuck?
Bro? How's that pause?
That shit just sound wild, bro. You about a Draymond Green.
Yo, speaking of Super Gremlin possibly being Song of the Year, Kodak had a real issue with the BET Hip Hop Awards. I had an issue with it. I'm not even gonna lie. Some of those winners were very questionable. Very.
Politicking.
Y'all niggas that shit already happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier this week.
That's crazy.
All I know is niggas talk shit, a lot of shit about the Grammys, like we said, but nigga, the BET Awards
just
fucking up
bad.
Too. Nigga.
No, that was bad.
It's worse
because it's so obvious that these niggas is getting like paid to give certain winners.
Ain't no reason why Kodak shouldn't have won Song of the Year
for
Super Grammy.
Can we look at the list?
One Song of the Year.
Sweetie.
Yeah,
nah, that was my fault. It was Lotto.
That's kind of fair. I was thinking about it. Every time I got into Uber, I was hearing that song, bro. No bullshit. That's the one
it was
that
was the radio.
Like, dun, 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 dun.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why would you ever have...
That's not what you did. That's not what you did. I told you, bro. This thing is tone deaf, bro. I told you, bro. You be doing shit.
I don't think I know the song.
Big energy.
Nah, you know it.
You do.
I gotta hear it.
So you had the Mariah Carey sample.
Oh, that's fire.
That's why.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, you
played it through the mic.
Because I wasn't about to wait for it to plug in. But can we see these lists?
Niggas always talking about the BET Awards.
Oh, did Kodak delete his tweets? Pussy.
Nah,
basically just called Mulatto a Frappuccino.
Yeah, he did say Frappuccino. That shit was
Wait, what? How you call him pussy for deleting the tweets? But you deleted everything you tweeted before 2018.
Because those could have got me caught
was
up.
Was that the BET Hip Hop Awards? What was this?
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
You're keep a Frappuccino. It at that, bro.
He's colorist, basically.
That is not colorism, bro. She's really? Light-skinned, bro. It'd be colorism if you called like a dark-skinned girl fucking espresso. And but nobody use that either. That's
it doesn't work the other way around, colorism?
No, it doesn't work the other way around. What the fuck? That's such a light-skinned question to ask me.
Noted.
Nigga. Yo, I hate BET website, too, because why the fuck it always go back to the top?
Best hip-hop video. So we got Family Ties, ASAP Rocky Down. What's the
That's
DMB?
My bitch.
DMV. That's my bit. Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said what
City Girls one. Featuring Usher, Good Love.
This is the
Cardi
second time we talked about this on the pod.
What?
First time didn't drop.
What are you talking about?
That's why.
This is the second time we talked about this on the podcast.
Awards.
These awards.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. We
oh, the original list. Awards, probably. Not the hip hop awards.
No, it was
awards.
This one.
Went through the whole list.
No, went through the entire list. No, and
we
never
didn't.
Dropped.
Yes, bro,
we did.
We're all telling you.
Yes,
we did, bro.
Bro. You're not going to tell us how we did it.
You're trying to gaslight us.
We're all telling you. We're all telling you. No, we didn't.
Hey, if it didn't come out, it didn't happen, nigga. That's all I know, bro.
Hear that, BMAs?
All right, quick.
I ain't even heard this song.
I'm hip. I'm very hip. What would you all... Bro, they really gassed that Hot Shit song with Cardi.
And this is best video, right?
Yeah.
I would have said...
I didn't even know Future dropped the video for that shit.
Yeah, he did. They were in armor and shit.
Oh yeah. They were doing like hard. The Game of Thrones type
cool.
shit.
It was a good video.
I will say, though...
The London video was good, too.
I think London should have won that over Family Ties.
It wasn't better than the Family Ties video, bro. Family Ties video was fucking fire. That shit was a movie.
Yeah, no bullshit.
That shit was great.
On top of that, I liked London way better as a song. But I guess that... I'm
so exactly
has nothing to do.
Said
has
last time we talked about it. That's what's really crazy.
I'm just engaging in it because I think it's what we have
about.
To do.
I think y'all gaslighting me.
Show us the... Man. Yo, you got the clip still?
Like, it's crazy.
He deleted it. He deleted the phone.
Yo.
All right, well...
Ah, then let's just go to the shit that has everybody in the uproar, I guess.
What does win? Best collaboration?
Oh,
okay, that's pretty smooth.
Yo, Tim's carried that shit, bro.
That's not, and this is just a sample of her other song.
I'm yeah.
That's some bullshit, bro. Them niggas,
like, that's the
not...
only reason I feel like anybody listens to that song. I don't think anybody says, like, yo, I'm going for the Drake of Future verse.
I think a Future.
One muffin.
You see that? You see that? It was like
he might be torn though.
No, when the alien came to Earth and it was like they gave him little bites, he's like one muffin.
Trying to get around the world. You gotta show me that shit.
Alright, let's get to the song of the year right here.
Ooh, Lotto.
Can we see the whole list?
This list is bad.
Yeah, bro. Like I said, I don't
it
know
really
what
this should have been.
This shouldn't have been on
Super
there.
Gremlin?
This shouldn't have been on there. This shouldn't.
Why
have been
wouldn't
on there.
Wait for you to be on there for song of the year?
It could have been.
It's not that good of a song.
Bro, it's the hot shit that shouldn't have been
but,
there.
Right, maybe, it's one of the biggest songs.
All right, cool. But these two, though, the Cardi B
way
and the Drake
sexy,
shit,
yeah.
That's, those songs should have been
Wait,
on
you there. Think, if you had to get rid of one, First Class, Way Too Sexy.
Way Too Sexy?
Whoa.
First Class was the number one song.
I like
the,
that answer.
First Class was the number one song on the charts, at least. It has backing.
Not because
Way Too Sexy was just annoying.
Yo, it's the same thing as Tems, bro. It's like... No, I'm saying the First Class shit. You're only going there for the sample.
Yourself.
You're only going there for the sample.
That's
not the actual
true, bro.
Song.
He said pull up the... That's just ass. I'm sorry. That's one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Yo, literally...
couldn't even do it.
I'm not mad at Lotto winning, you feel me? Like, it didn't... That song didn't touch me like that, but I think it should have been Glorilla or Kodak.
Glorilla for Song of the Year?
Yeah.
Fuck Nigga Free was a huge song, bro. That I heard...
It was not bigger than Wait For You.
I feel like on social media and like everything, everyone was saying like "fuck nigga free," like everything. Like I feel like Wait
which
For
is
you,
why she got best new artist.
But why not? I feel like Wait For You was just like a moment. Like after that music video,
that could have been bad.
Got to
what was he saying, Dion?
Like I feel like after the music video and like after like the album died down, like no one really cared about it. Like, fuck nigga free, like, people can still play.
But that's everything. No song's gonna last forever. When that shit's out, bro, it was everywhere.
That's debatable, bro. You know what song?
You talking about Way Too Sexy?
No, Way For You. Oh. Nigga, fuck Way Too Sexy. Wait, you talking about Way For You? Yeah. Nigga, Way Too Sexy. We're not even talking about that.
Well, Way For You is hard.
Way For You is hard.
Because it tempts the sample.
That's a fact. Yeah. And I do think that would have been a better.
But you can say the same thing about Lotto's song, too. The only reason why that song's hard is because of the sample.
No, that's like a sample for the beat, but like I'm saying, she's literally carrying the hook, bro. That's different. That's different. She's the hook, bro.
Say the hook. If it's so catchy, say the hook. One, da, 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 da. Say the hook. Da, 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 nigga, no. Da, 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 da. I thought you were talking about the Lotto song.
Oh, I can give you a dick energy.
Nigga does not know the words. It's not, but I was like, yeah, the super gremlin.
If you mind.
Nigga, we could have been superstars. Remember we was jacking cars.
Now it's not safe for you. You swiss like a pussy little bitch.
So why is that song of the year, bro? Damn, like, I understand why he's upset. That should have been song of the year.
It's hard. I'm just saying, that nigga Kodak was just locked in. ATL Jacob.
Nigga kind of do what you did. No bullshit.
Huh?
Because he should have never went to social media and be like, oh, y'all on some women empowerment shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga
wild. Wait, he said, you did. He did what I did?
In terms of like being like, why didn't we get nominated? Why didn't I win? It's like, you don't got to say it. Let the people say it. Let people speak on
There's
it.
A specific reason I even did that, bro.
One more fan.
I mean,
you did it for no reason, bro. No bullshit.
That's it.
What's the reason? We don't even got to do
what's
that.
What's the reason?
What did I say when we recorded this? I said, we don't got to say shit. If people want to talk about it, talk about it.
It encourages the people to talk, bro. You feel me?
They was already talking.
He's not encouraging anyone, but he's straight up saying.
It was already, no.
He's conspiring. He's conspiring.
He's shitting
saying,
on people. I don't think we were shitting on anybody by doing that.
I ever seen he's shitting on people.
That's what makes it even worse, bro.
Huh?
We didn't have to say anything.
Bro, we don't even got to talk about that.
Now we don't have to talk about it. Get the one muffin in, and now you don't have to say nothing. All right, well, I would say that the BET Hip Hop Awards is definitely something that
I don't think that was the most. Okay. Oh, did y'all hear? No, we're not gonna talk about Kanye again.
No, we're done with that.
We're done. But I don't even think that was the most egregious one.
What? Oh yeah, this is egregious, bro. Well, see, Nardo, the baby king.
Best breakthrough artist.
I thought you were saying Nardo Wick too. Nardo Wick was up.
Yo, Eve,
bro. Was up at one point.
Eve, bro. They just be thinking that I'm like someone else, bro. I don't know what Nardo Wick song, bro.
You definitely do. Right. Who wants smoke? He's got the shit with Future too.
The whole stomping shit. Like, you don't remember that song?
What the fuck was that?
The remix.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See?
Why are you surprised about Baby Keem though? I feel like
because that nigga's a Grammy Award winner, bro.
But I feel like he didn't break through.
This nigga Kodak's about to win the Grammy.
Glorilla.
But Glorilla really got like
this year though.
What, you got two songs?
I thought his breakthrough year was last year.
Yeah.
So why is he even nominated?
That's what I'm saying.
Because if he's on the nominees, he's up to.
He won the Grammy this year.
BET's fucking up.
Because legitimately, she has two songs, and the second one just came out like 2 weeks ago.
He won the Grammy this year though. So what? What? She's hard. Like, she deserves
After breaking through. I feel like, what year did Orange Soda come out? 2021?
Nah, that was like 2019.
Yeah, it's a little minute already.
So he shouldn't have just been nominated at all. Just don't nominate him.
Facts.
But if you're going to put him on the list,
if you miss when the ball dropped, then you just leave it at that.
But I'm saying, exactly. But if you're going to put him on the list, like, clearly he's the winner.
He should win.
Like, this is like Chance the Rapper being best new artist for his fifth year. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if Chance the Rapper wins best new artist for Coloring Book, like, if it's at the Grammys, I understand, but these are black people we talking about. This is the BET Awards. The BET Hip Hop Awards.
Who else nominated Jack Harlow? So, shut up, already twisted.
Hey, who else is nominated? Saucy Santana, Nardlewick. Oh, five. Okay.
Five?
I'm hip, bro. Why is Jack Harlow being nominated at a BET Award?
Bro, that's like saying Eminem shouldn't be nominated. It's a BET Hip Hop Award. The nigga's a hip hop artist. The white man is a hip hop artist.
On black entertainment television.
So, it's Black Entertainment Television Hip Hop Awards, not Black Entertainment Television Negroid Awards.
For the blacks type shit, yeah.
You know
I personally don't think he's good enough.
I just thought that's how it worked.
He's one of the biggest rap artists in the world right now.
I hear you.
Nothing we can do about that, nigga. Take his spot. Drop music, nigga.
I will.
Best duo.
5 days.
Well, I would imagine not fighting for the same spot, like best white rapper. He got that.
Best duo or group.
At least right now.
We niggas spend mad time talking about this bullshit. Mad time talking about this section.
Best white rapper category, that would be funny as shit.
No, we had that.
Yeah, well, best
Kendrick
white
won best live
like
performer over Doja Cat, bro. And Tyler.
And you seen both of them niggas on stage.
I've seen all three of these people on stage. I don't fucking know, bro.
For nah, bro, grid. You can't take that away from
over
me.
Over J. Cole? Nigga, Kanye's live performances suck this year, bro.
But what he did.
What did he do this year? He had the Drake concert, right?
It's not just this year, bro.
He had the Drake concert.
The Larry Hoover shit.
That shit was ass.
It was still a moment. I'm just saying, you nominate
then
him.
Then he had, what was the ass? Actually, his part was ass.
You nominate him for the Donda rollout. You nominate him for that whole Donda rollout.
How are we going to nominate him for a rollout of a bunch of mid performances where he's just standing
because
there and shit's happening around him?
Because it still did something, bro. It still did something.
No, he didn't, bro. No, he didn't, bro.
Everybody was tapped in, bro. We talked about it, my nigga.
Repeat that to yourself.
Because he did something. He deserved to get nominated.
Something. You didn't even say what it is that he did.
Okay, he just existed around shit.
He curated live events.
It doesn't say live event curator. It says live performer, bro. Have you been, bro? This is why I lost in the chamber.
Can't you say that about all these artists?
But I understand why he was nominated. You feel me? But I understand why he also wouldn't. I wouldn't nominate. I mean, I wouldn't pick him.
Drake being on there is egregious too.
Like Tyler's only performance set is way more intricate, I feel like, than whatever Kanye was doing.
No one is saying he shouldn't be over Kanye. I'm just saying Kanye should be up on that list. Who would you replace? That's okay. If you're gonna say Kanye shouldn't have been there, who should he replace? Who should replace him?
I was gonna say Lord, but I was like, Lord, not a hip hop artist.
Are we counting
Lil Nas X? I guess you wouldn't put him on here because his tour started later. After the, like, it started, like, the same week that this came out. So I guess that's true.
And he makes it pop.
When that nigga said, breaker, breaker, 911, somebody come get this bitch. I was like, that nigga's hard.
I'm also counting those Donda Live studio sessions as live performances. Because they were mid.
He was just sitting there doing push-ups and shit.
But I feel like he got mad people. He got mad people tuned in. And if you put anyone else on that list, I wouldn't tune in for a Doja Cat studio session. I wouldn't tune in for Drake. I wouldn't tune in for...
Tune in for the Doja Cat?
I think...
She's been doing that on Instagram Live all the time, and them shits be getting hundreds of thousands of viewers.
I think you're the only one in the room who feels that way toward Doja Cat.
And I know you heard her sing those white songs, That shit was trash.
I fuck with Doja Cat.
It's funny.
I still feel a way about Doja having a whole song about, like, fuck niggas with...
So does Glorilla.
Oh, niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit. Yeah,
I was about to say fuck.
So does Glorilla. Like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Nah, but her. That's completely.
She said
different.
She's liberated from niggas.
It's the same shit.
Nah, bro.
In principle, it's the same shit.
So let me break it down. She's talking about fuck niggas.
Oh my god.
Doja Cat is talking about niggas. And her fan, okay, and then separate.
I don't fuck with these niggas like Doja.
No. Facts. Yo, peep this. Yes. The fan base is too, right? I'm sure Glorilla's fan base is mostly black people. I don't have no problem with them saying fuck nigga free. Doja's mostly predominantly white fan base going to the concert and saying niggas ain't shit over and over and over. That's disturbing.
When I was in the crowd, the white people around me ain't say it, and she made sure not to say it herself. So I don't know.
Doesn't say it herself during live performances, but she'll say
it
on the track.
They don't say it.
Why even make the
song?
Did
she say that? Did she announce that? Like, this
I mean,
is why I'm...
She's saying, say this. She said, these are the words. She like teaching them to, and then she'll say it. She'll say this.
So what does she say instead of
niggas? I don't remember, nigga. I'm telling you, that's why I didn't say it, because I'm thinking about it right now. Trying to remember what she said.
Hitters ain't shit.
She didn't say that shit.
Killers ain't shit.
It was just another word for niggas.
Jiggers.
Negroes.
No, like another word for like men.
I was about to say, you know, like, it's literally the same shit.
What?
In principle, they're both just saying, fuck niggas, men.
The only reason
niggas
why
I'm
like,
no.
I was about to say, did you
but
even
a
listen
fuck
to the
nigga
song?
Is, I'm not a fuck nigga, but I'm a nigga. You understand?
So you feel attacked by this?
That's how you know.
I don't feel, I feel tight about the Doja shit, but not.
I'm saying, do you feel attacked by Doja Cat?
Attacked? No, but I have an issue with her predominantly white fan base saying niggas ain't shit. Just think about the messaging, bro. Come on, bro.
Don't give me that,
eye,
bro.
Don't give me that, bro.
Kendrick could say the same shit about Kendrick. Why are you saying that? Why you got this? Like, any of these niggas, their music is being consumed by white people. Yo,
bro,
they shouldn't be saying that.
That nigga Kendrick music getting consumed.
How much percent black,
Kendrick music getting consumed.
Kendrick's half white.
Kendrick had a... He ain't make no song about niggas ain't shit.
He's saying nigga regardless.
Sing these niggas.
But my issue is...
Sing these niggas, bro.
You're not nice for what to these niggas?
Facts. Sing these niggas. It's on the same album.
Hold on.
You gotta be nice to what for these niggas?
Let's be consistent.
I understand. The nigga said, I understand right after. You gotta be nice to what for these niggas?
Yo, but you're not understanding. Y'all not understanding my argument. My issue is not Doja saying the word nigga.
It's her fan base.
No, it's the... Have y'all heard the song, bro?
Yes, that song's a banger.
She just repeats it over and over. It's crazy.
You ever heard the song?
And harmonizes it like, get the fuck out of here. I'm in your crib. You ever heard that song?
Get rid of these niggas.
Look at what you did.
Nigga says, hire some help.
Listen to your friends.
Nigga said, hire some help. He said, get rid of these niggas. All hands on deck. We get rid of these niggas.
Yo, bro. I just want you to know, bro.
Like, what are we talking about right now?
Yo. Cindy from across the way in her suburb neighborhood.
Whose most
bro.
Streamed artist is Drake.
Please don't play it through the mic.
I'm not gonna play it, bro. I'm just saying, like,
I think the argument is
just
weak.
Read the lyrics.
What else did she say? Must
niggas,
be a what?
No,
it's not
let's not
dick.
Harmonize it either and make it sound good, bro. Niggas ain't shit. Come up in your crib. All up in your fridge, can't pay rent. Look at what you did. Listen to your friends when they say niggas ain't shit. And then repeats it.
So she said it twice in the hood.
Terrible.
She said it over and over. She said it two times.
I'm disappointed in you, Nate. Usually you'd be on this side of shit.
I've been said I don't like niggas.
Sick of these niggas.
I don't fuck with niggas.
Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. Sick of this shit. Move to the rich. So he leaves the hood.
He said, I'm sick of this shit.
Turn up the bitch. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Then he starts talking about all the rich luxuries that he got.
And then he even said, that shit now. In that same song, he even said, you know what I mean?
Louis bags in exchange for body bags, nigga.
And he even said, I'm so tired. I run with the mob and I got ties. Knock you off.
But he was talking
ties.
About Kanye.
No, like literally.
He was talking about Kanye.
They want me gone, but
bro.
Don't know why.
He's talking about pushing Kanye, bro. You got to use the context.
Nigga, he's talking about killing that nigga XXXTentacion. You know what I mean? We ain't forget about that shit. That nigga Drake not slick. Sorry.
Hey, man, I'm not excusing that either. If y'all want to hold that against Drake, let's be consistent. Y'all can hold that against... But Doja, how's that not disturbing, bro? Because I know... Yo,
because she's black.
Bro, I hope she was in the chat rooms.
Bro, all I'm saying is, we went to that...
Nigga, Drake did blackface.
That was bad, bro. Like, why are you trying to use that against me? Like,
no,
I'm about to support
like,
that
argument.
Shit.
That's every terrible artist. It's like the argument that you're presenting with her.
Separating
he
the music from the art.
It's like the argument they're presenting with her.
Pish
it's like,
posh.
It's not
scallywag.
No. It's not favoring him either.
Bro. Y'all not. Y'all,
so if that's the case, then Drake shouldn't be saying
my
it
point. My point is not that Doja shouldn't be saying nigga, bro.
It's that her fans shouldn't.
It's the song, bro. It's the song. It's how you're using the word, bro.
It's because he be doing that shit, so he's like, damn.
That nigga Drake said, I hope no one heard that.
That was bad, bro. Why are we defending that? Like, I'm saying that's questionable as shit, bro.
Because if they did, we.
Bro, didn't we? Did we not clown Drake for the whole, like, Fantano shit? Like, come on, bro. He
I'm
does
lit.
Very questionable shit. Bro.
Lit, but
I'm not
all I'm
defending
saying
that.
It's actually some funny shit.
That's
like,
bad,
he's
bro.
Like, me and mine go be in some real bad water, muddy water.
I hope no one heard that.
Because if they did, we gonna be in some trouble.
Like, why is we gonna be in
some trouble?
He said, yeah, we
gonna keep
that.
We gonna keep that.
I hope no one heard that.
That's funny, bro.
I hope no one heard that. Saying it twice is a punch. But you know what's wild? Earlier this week, this nigga Merk be listening to the radio in his car, right? Niggas was listening to the radio. I don't know. But we heard like a song, that older song, bro, it was like from an artist, right? She's a one hit wonder. She got a song where
Ice Spice?
No. Just from back in the day.
Fools.
Ice Spice has a song with Jay-Z?
It's like a remake.
It's not real. It's not real.
You're a force. Hold on, let me put this shit up. Because I don't think other niggas understand how bad music like was at a time. Like, we talk shit about music today and all this shit, but fucking, what's that song? Never Leave You? That Lumidi song?
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to play that shit.
All this, like, what's going on with Nicki Minaj, Cardi B? JT. Was it JT?
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
JT.
It is JT.
I don't know any of that. I was hoping.
Female rappers is... They got some beef, nigga.
Oh, this song.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Listen to this song and tell me this.
This is not Rihanna?
No. This is Lumidi. This song sucks. Listen to her voice. This song's bad.
My nigga D, I can't hear this shit. I fuck with it.
Nah, listen to her voice. She can't sing.
Nah, she need doubles.
She can't sing.
This don't sound like the version I
this
know.
This is it.
This sound like the version y'all know.
This is it.
I feel like you just used to the DJs adding some shit in the background.
I thought it was like faster paced. Like,
yeah, you just drunk at that point.
This don't sound familiar. Bro.
She can't sing.
Nah. I gotta find.
Oh, you might be talking about this version. She can't sing.
I know.
Talking about this one.
The beat's just good. It's bumping, you know.
This might be it.
But I'm just saying, she still can't sing no matter what you do. And like,
that's a bus.
Not bus, a bus. It don't matter. All this to say, she can't fucking sing, bro. And I think I need to take back a lot of what I've said about artists of this era.
Nah, yeah, turn this off, bro. We got flagged on YouTube for this, nigga. This is what you wanted to use.
Fuck it. We're not gonna get flagged. They're just gonna have it in there. They're gonna be like, "Hey, you gonna get demonetized? You don't even get monetized."
Nah, cause we talking over the song, so I don't think it's gonna even happen.
Nah, them
either way.
Scanny,
but nigga, for this. But fair though, I feel like we should be a lot nicer to artists. No bullshit.
Wait, bro.
Not performing artists.
Why
but
does this
at least
feel like
the
Bernstein effect, bro? That's not how I remember that song. Cause
you was young. Is, yeah. You didn't know it was
you
good.
No music. Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm thinking like either Beyonce or Rihanna made this song, bro. Okay.
Yeah, niggas think that too, but I
never knew who made it, but I do know this song. Yeah.
But
no, the moment you said Beyonce though, it triggered something in my head, bro.
Like that's not the version you know, bro. That's too
slow.
I
know this
bro.
One. No, I know this one, but
no, you know the
you saying the Beyonce
the
shit is
shit.
Like it's the one where she has like the bedazzled like two piece thing.
I don't know about all that.
Nah, it's not
Dangerously in Love.
Nah, bro. It's like the same pace, bro. Like,
but it's not that song.
Yo, this is the Bernstein effect for sure.
Nah, bro.
Jesus.
Nah.
Hacks. He's like,
oh, he's shit.
Like, nigga, Mandela affected the Mandela effect, bro.
He's like,
yo, what the fuck the Bernstein Bears got to do with anything?
Because the Mandela effect.
They're part. Of, they're an example of it.
All nah, this, not, all this to say, like, I think we can work to like give artists a little bit of grace because I seen mad people talking shit about like Ice Spice and shit, saying she only got one song. Da, da, da,
no, they're full
and like
it on
she
her,
can't
bro.
Perform. And I'm like, nigga,
nah, she got another song.
Either way, but I'm saying she just got out here. She's just started doing her thing. They're pushing her into the limelight. If Lumidi could do it, nigga, Ice Spice could do it.
How many listeners she got to this
all right,
day?
Let's not look. She got some 970,000 a month, but that's off of that one song, though, to be honest with you.
Where does that song sitting at, bro?
That song has
60
million.
And that's
900,000 a month, okay.
Yeah, she's eating off that for the rest of her life, bro.
I mean, whoever owns the masters.
Is.
Yeah,
I don't know. Facts. I don't know. But that's just one song. You see what I'm saying? And like, sometimes all it takes. But she's still like touring. She's still doing shit.
Really? Yeah. I ain't never heard her name in my life.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. Because
it doesn't even matter. Once you hear that, you know what you in for. Something. But if she can't really sing that well. And like I said, if that's the case, then it's like there's other artists like who are like, I would say they're more talented than her. And they're like still finding their way. Like niggas can give artists a lot more grace.
Who do you think
like,
you would give grace? Who do you think you was too hard on?
Bro, Ice Spice. Not, oh, me? Who I think I've been too hard on?
And then we'll talk about the female. Did you want to talk about the female rappers beefing?
I don't have much to say about it. I was just like, what's going
on? I don't know if I've been too hard on someone. Because I feel like I'd be like hard on them. But I feel like it's always like, you know, I give them like feedback at the same time.
I don't know. Does Nicki come off as
Drake?
A hater?
Have I been too hard on Drake?
I don't know. Like I said,
I think I was too hard on Young Boy. I've changed my opinion over the years.
I don't know, bro.
I've been too hard on Kodak.
What video did I see? Like, bro,
musically.
I forgot what video I seen of some kid just doing some crazy shit, bro. And it's just like the generation of kids that listen to Young Boy's music religiously, bro. They all demons, bro. Like,
but that's not his fault.
That's wild. They're not even all bad
but
people.
But that's
bro.
The common thread, bro.
A lot of the
you
young
know
people
what I mean?
Just
because
they like the
bro.
Niggas
like,
music.
A lot of the young people
just
because
they like
with.
The niggas music.
You like, you was,
well,
about
well,
say
you not bumping
G
Herbo and Chief Keef
and
like,
Lil
what
Wayne.
The
I'm just saying that there's something about the Young Boy kids, bro. They're so
you sound like oh nigga, yeah, facts. You sound like your parents or some shit. They'd be like, oh, why you bumping this Chief Keef?
I'm saying, yeah, the whole Chirac like, drill movement was way worse, bro, because they was actually doing drills on
niggas. Remember when we seen the kid like listening to Young Boy smoking a cigarette?
So? Let me not do that. Sometimes people smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. That nigga was like
Young Boy gave him the cig? Young Boy lit up the light to him and said, yeah, you
maybe
you
made it look cool.
It's not even like he says to do that.
Young Boy don't even make smoking cigarettes look cool, bro. He make that shit look painful. That should be looking bad, bro. I feel like, I'll never smoke again. I'll never smoke ever.
Is Nicki a hater? Does she come off as a hater?
I don't know.
Bro, she comes off as condescending towards newer artists.
Why you say Nicki and not Cardi?
I don't get that.
Cardi does
much
a lot more
of a
collaborative
vibe.
Work, I feel like.
Yeah.
Nicki doesn't collaborate.
And
she
I feel like
she's more picky.
Nicki gatekeeps.
Nicki's a bigger artist than Cardi, though, so I could understand that.
Not at this moment.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not. No. Hey, all I know is, no, she's not.
All I check know the is, numbers, nigga.
All I know is Nicki dropped and she's sitting higher on the charts than Cardi when she was on the song with Glorilla. So what are you talking about? How Nicki, she not?
Wait, wait, what song? Is the freaky...
Yeah, whatever that song. That song's ass, by the way. That song's chips. I don't care.
You saying it plays higher?
It still is. Sitting higher. So what are you talking about? You saying anything.
Nah.
Saying what you believe.
Nah, bro, because when she dropped, what is it? Invasion of Privacy?
Nah, you was wrong, bro. Nicki's at 49 million.
On what, Spotify?
Yeah, Cardi's at 29.
You saying anything.
That's a big difference.
You saying whatever comes to mind.
That's a big difference.
Apologize.
No, I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Apologize to the barbs right now.
He fought with the Dominican. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a red trend with you, bro.
Bullshit. Wow, Eves. Mamita's got you.
Is there some internalized hatred going on here, bro?
Hatred, bro?
Yeah,
bro, we all one of the same. Brother. Don't do that.
I don't know, bro.
We all one of the same.
Brother Eves.
I hope Nicki don't.
Yo, what if like Eves come back on some, what's his name, Sosa?
Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
That's a force. That's egregious,
don't ever do
bro.
Me like that, bro.
That nigga come in here
why
looking like
you. Why would you
like
say that on camera, nigga?
If he come in here looking like him?
With a perm.
The fuck? Yeah, imagine I texturized my fucking locks.
In a straw hat.
I don't know what the fuck that look like.
straw hat.
You know those curls like when niggas wrap it around like, I don't know, pencil?
Bro, this conversation is dead.
You don't even want to hit it.
Nigga about to pop up with the ice spice joint.
Yeah, I was wrong. All right, cool.
And this is all to say, now that's why I asked. I was like, why do you say, is Nicki a hater and not Cardi?
Because she has a history of this. Like, even, it goes back to like the toddler, the creator shit.
Cardi's not beefing with the other person, like with random other younger, like
what
like
happened with
artists.
The Tyler the Creator?
She posted a video of a girl sucking dick and a nigga saying like just suck the dick or not like.
But that girl was like, talking crazy. Don't talk crazy to someone and not expect like ammunition back, bro. That's it.
Sometimes you can
ignore
the
shit. Don't throw shots, nigga.
Don't she got kids and shit? Sometimes you can ignore the shit.
Don't throw shots if you're not prepared to catch them back.
I'm just saying.
Jordan Poole, keep your hands up. Don't push a nigga and not expect to get bodied, bro.
She got Draymond. That's bad. Yeah. All I'm saying is, for a bigger artist, sometimes like it's better to let shit slide because you like for me,
sure.
I think that at the end of the day, some shit's not worth your recognition. Some shit's not worth your time. Because like, what impact does that have on Cardi B?
She probably lost more from that than gained.
That's what I'm saying.
It looked like some like what is it? What was that Marvel movie when?
But now who is
Captain
that?
America and Iron Man going against each other?
Civil War.
Oh, Civil War.
Civil War is just like you got her side of the female artists working together and that side. It's like, why y'all? What is the beef about? Really.
I kind of feel like they beef just to like I feel like Nicki's smart and she knows that there's not a lot of rappers like female rappers, so she beefs
like
them
steps
to
her
to like.
I think it's a rollout.
Yeah, like just keep
or just push the song.
The Nicki song is bad.
No,
though.
But not just Nicki because I feel like
have you heard it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of catchy when I heard it. I didn't hear the whole thing, but like this hook.
But like
it gave me like the rollback Nicki vibes.
I feel like in this beef though,
I need to know what it sounds like.
In this beef, it's not just
can you play it? Can you just play it real quick? Mm-hmm.
It's like five other female rappers.
Look at my algorithm,
it's like Malibu,
man.
Mitch, Glorilla, JT, and I feel like we're talking about.
Wait, JT's on the song too, and now they're beefing.
No, I feel like
JT's beefing with Cardi B.
Yeah,
she recently just made a remix, I think, with Nicki. Huh?
Oh, the JT is beefing with Cardi. Yeah. That is the beef.
And now we're talking about six female rappers at once. I low key feel like that was Nicki's like plan. Cause like we don't really talk about
turn
them
this up?
That much.
Yeah.
Don't put that shit onto this. Put that shit onto this.
I feel like she knows that it's promo for both parties. Like both parties know it's good promo. Type shit.
AK.
This is bad music. This is the low vibrational music the masses have spoken.
I don't know. This give me throwback Nicki vibes.
Bro, that's what we really need to talk about.
What?
That
low
video?
Vibrational plates?
What video?
You
low vibrational
video?
Plates be booming.
Of the woman talking about, yo, I don't know what the fuck she was saying, bro. Some woman had like a burger on her plate, some corn or whatever.
Oh,
she's like, that plate's
yeah.
low vibrational. It's like, yo, what are we doing as a people, yo?
I don't know. You
what
be judging niggas' plates too, though.
Some
no,
niggas
I
make,
don't, bro.
Some, I be judging
this nigga
plates.
Ate the red meat today.
You ate red meat today?
Bro, I have no problem with red meat. I don't eat pork. I
nah,
eat beef.
You did say you don't really eat red meat like
I
that.
Said I don't eat it as often as
there
I
was one
chicken
time there was some red meat in here and it was like, I'm not eating that. I don't really be eating red meat.
Probably ate red meat that week and he was like, nah, I can't,
wait,
I can't
wait,
double
wait.
Up.
What red meat was it? It's like
steak.
Steak?
Carne asada.
Let me say
that. You want to hit Chipotle after this?
Let's go. They're going to Chipotle, bro. Right,
nigga, I never seen a black person more excited for Chipotle.
Yo, that shit get me. It's good,
Chipotle,
bro.
Is my line.
I love Chipotle.
Woo! Is there anything else y'all want to break down before we have to hit the pick up my phone outro?
Facts.
Are we doing that for
y'all
this?
What? We need the cosign for this nigga Travis or something, bro. Because that shit
works. I need that project to drop, bro.
Yeah, at the end of everything.
Utopia. Oh, actually,
pick up the phone.
Let's wrap it up with this. How'd y'all feel about last week's movie night? Even we did some team bonding. Because, you know, the reality is we get out of here after this part. We don't like each other like that.
That's facts.
It's a job, bro.
This nigga only call me when he want to talk about some shit. What you think about this clip? Nigga, no checking.
Yeah, no, facts. For real, bro. I'm not. These not really my niggas.
That nigga don't send me beats.
No bullshit.
Shit, bro, no
you
bullshit.
Don't send him beats.
No.
Yeah. I don't make
do
music
anything outside of this.
I ain't bring you back my stuff.
Yeah, bro. I ain't come from the crib, bro.
Wait, you're being real. You're being real.
What happened to
us? He's like, actually, we actually don't.
He's like,
But you got to think about it. You probably talk to us more than anybody consistently, other than like whatever. I don't know.
Nah, I feel like it's become so business.
Two, three.
It becomes so business.
4 hours a week, bro.
It's become so business.
Yeah, it's 6 days in a week outside of this day.
Business, man.
You feel me?
Damn, bro. We letting the pod get in the way of the friendship?
It'd be like that.
I met y'all niggas.
So that's why that's why I was important. That's why I was important. We had the movie night. We got some food. Got the Brazilian steakhouse.
Went on a mission, bro.
That's a fact. We went all the way to, where did we go?
Medford?
Somerville.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, that steak was mad salty, bro. All of
that
lasagna
was busting, nigga.
Let's not do that.
We was at the La Posada. You feel me? Yo, yeah. Send us some free food, man.
Shout out to Posada, bro. No cap.
Don't talk
real
crazy on Oliveira either, because if they want to send us the freak picanha and linguiça, send them that way. Send them,
bro,
this
he's
way.
He's saying words, and he really just means steak.
Didn't
and
you
sausage.
Eat the same shit?
Yeah, put down the questions.
It's different. It's different, bro.
No, it's not. It's
bro,
steak
breakfast
and
sausage and some linguiça.
Bro, but you know, but you understand how it's called breakfast sausage, right?
But I like, only said breakfast sausage because you said it like that. But anytime,
that's what it's called. Sausage is not. When most people talk about like sausage, they think about like Italian sausage. Yeah. Shit, that's off the grill, bro. And that shit's bust, bro. That shit was not better
know,
than
anytime I said sausage at IHOP or Big Fur's, no, any breakfast place, like they sent me that
like
nasty doodoo looking sausage, bro.
But you never had an Italian sausage? Well,
I think sausage, I think
be kinda great.
The kielbasa, like the
yeah,
shit that comes
kielbasa,
in the U.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It just comes in the U.
Okay.
Like turkey sausage.
That shit
like,
that you talking about, that's not sausage, bro.
It's linguiça. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're talking about the
breakfast
right?
sausage?
That's
oh,
called
not
breakfast sausage,
bro.
The reason why it's called breakfast sausage is because it's breakfast sausage.
Hey, amen. That shit is me. That's all I gotta say. But then we watched Malignant. That shit was crazy, bro. Even trying to explain it to niggas, like, yo, you gotta understand, bro. There was a twin growing from the back of her head, bro. And it was moving backwards and killing niggas backwards.
Yeah, yeah, that's, no, that shit was hard. No, that shit was kind of, I was like, yo,
bro,
niggas.
The chair, like,
all the niggas that ever crumped watched that movie and was like, I rock with this.
Yeah.
Now they getting right.
Y'all should go watch Malignant. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Shout out James Wan. Real nigga.
I just love movies where it's like, I can't predict the ending or I can't predict how it happens. Like, you know, movies have become so formulaic. It's easy to just make those type of movies. I like that shit. It's like, yo, how the fuck, like, why does that?
Just watched that Smile shit though. I was not fucking with it.
Y'all all watch Smile already?
Y'all all watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Why weren't you fucking with Smile? Wait, is it okay if I talk about that?
Spoiler free.
Yeah, I ain't watching.
I just feel like the plot was weak, bro. Like, how do I explain if y'all didn't even watch it?
I feel like, I can say, I feel like
you watched it.
There's a demon that's cursed a town of people. Or
that looks
people.
Like Michael Jackson, apparently, according
to Tomo.
Just
an individual in the town. Individual. Yeah.
I don't think
standard kind of like cursed movies or demon movies.
It was very demonic, but like, I feel like
I ain't rocking.
Without spoiling it,
you already know how I'm.
I think it was a good movie because it showed like shared trauma.
Okay.
I don't want a lesson in a horror movie,
okay,
bro.
I was like, okay, it didn't do that, but it's like, fuck that.
I feel like the movie deviates away from its horror elements and goes into a real like mystery solving type of shit.
That's every horror movie though.
Not really, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's every horror
Find
movie.
Find the source of the evilness. Like,
that's every horror movie.
Not really. Sometimes it's really just the horror.
Yeah, because I mean, not
that's
really.
More slasher.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was about to be like I thought it was about to be like a lot of like the demon just getting right.
Oh, so you thought it was a slasher?
Right.
Movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time, it wasn't him getting right, bro.
Horror movies are
it was shit that he already got right with, and we seen the aftermath.
Yo, slang is crazy.
And then the ending, was just
most of it was niggas that shit that he already got right with, and we just seen the aftermath
of him getting right.
It's real shit, though. You don't understand, nigga. You don't understand.
Nah, I understand already.
Say, like, the CGI was cool in the movie. That's, I'll give it that.
I think the design of the demon was very interesting. I was like, this shit look weird. Yeah. I was like, this shit ugly as fuck.
It looked like Michael Jackson? Because that's what he said.
Yes, bro. I'll show you.
Now, that's so foul for you to say it's ugly as fuck, and then it looked like Michael Jackson.
I'll say it looked more like Marilyn Manson.
Wait, can I send a clip of the last
It is an ugly nigga.
Yeah.
Huh? Of the movie?
How you already got a clip?
Nah, that's like the most breaking part of the movie. You can't have them see that, bro.
You're forced. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, you wait the whole movie to see that shit. So no it's bullshit. Like you can't have them see that shit.
No bullshit.
Send it.
All right, would y'all recommend somebody to watch it?
Not to pay for it. Yeah, at the crib. It's like fuck it, bro. I watch a lot of shit, bro.
No, if I go to the movies with my girl, get some popcorn, like chill.
That's cool.
There's a better.
There's some movie that's like.
I say it's very intense. It has some real good jump scares in it. It's very intense. Jump scares usually don't be like.
It got you scared because Dion said you were shook.
It didn't get me like that.
I didn't watch the trailer though, so like I didn't know any of the jump scares.
But you're not talking in the mic, so I don't know what you're saying.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah. I think what the movie is trying to do too.
It ruins all the jump scares. But like I go into horror movies like blind, like I want to know and like learn everything, like straight from the beginning.
Got you.
I think it was really trying to focus on mental health a lot too.
I don't like that.
Like a lot.
Stop trying to teach me lessons and shit in the movie, bro.
Just scare me.
Cause like there's a lot of
scenes. I don't even like horror movies also. So like if I'm like I don't even want to watch the movie because it looked intriguing in the trailer.
Not gonna hold you. Anything demon related, possession, I'm cool on that.
Stranger Things.
Cool on all that. That's why I like Malignant. There was like a real reason for it. And I was like, science. Oh, that's dope.
Murder because of science. I like that.
Yeah. But hey, man, it's been a good. Oh, cameras are dying.
You never seen somebody get possessed?
Damn, the camera just got possessed. Camera's dead. Hey, man.
I guess I'm dead.
All right. Well, another beautiful episode of Bad for the Community.
One of y'all wrap us up then.
All right, y'all. You know what I mean? It's been another episode of Bad for the Community. You feel me? We appreciate y'all tuning in. If you haven't already, if you're watching this on a YouTube video,
be
sure to subscribe.
This on YouTube.
And if you're on Spotify.
If you're on Spotify, go ahead and follow us. However you listen to podcasts, you know what I mean? Make sure you give us a follow, you feel me, so that you can keep up to date with everything that we have coming out because we got a lot of cool content coming down the pipe. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. Engage with us because we're going to have some Twitter spaces coming soon. We're going to be locked in relatively quickly, you feel me? Of course.
Gave a fiend some sherm and he did the worm.
We out of here.